Well, in Burns, Oregon, there could be two big shows in town tonight. The armed group occupying the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge has been planning on holding a community meeting. But it's at the same time when the new Star Wars movie finally makes its debut in Burns. Yes, The Force Awakens is already the biggest money-making movie ever in the U.S., but it hasn't gotten to Burns yet. And the Burns Theater, built in the 1940s, is the only movie house for more than 100 miles around. Anna King from the Northwest News Network has this postcard from Burns.
The massive man that owns the Desert Historic Theater goes by the handle Tiny.
No, how tall are you, Tiny?
About 6'3", about 295 to 310.
Tiny Peterson expects a near sold-out show for his Star Wars premiere Friday, and good crowds for Saturday and Sunday. First, though, he's running all the older Star Wars movies this week. Tickets are free.
We're kind of waiting just here. It's about 4:30, and we're waiting for people to start showing up for the Star Wars number 3.
Tiny bought this 1947 theater about 13 years ago. He doesn't make a lot of money on the deal. Sometimes only a few people come out. A good day is 30. A lot of months, he's lucky to break even. Just to heat the building up for a few hours each day costs $1,000 a month in diesel this time of year.
Stir up the old a little bit. Not that it's that old. I just made it earlier today, but kind of get the old maids out of the bottom of it. Nobody likes to be eating popcorn and chew on the old maids in the bottom.
To keep expenses down, Tiny's daughter volunteers and young boys from town help out. Tiny has changed tires at Les Schwab for more than 30 years, and his wife works in town.
If you make a little money, that's a good day. Most days you don't in Harney County. You know, the problem is it's spread out so far, and there's only so many people to draw from.
The theater can get new releases about a month and a half after they've debuted in the city. Tiny says kids he knows by name drive in as much as 100 miles to come to the show. So when the movie industry wouldn't supply film anymore, much of the county came together to raise money for Tiny's new digital machine.
It was about $100,000. Yeah, it wasn't cheap. It was a major expense to get this thing done.
Up some stairs, barely wide enough for Tiny's shoulders, the new projector blinks, hums, and whizzes. It's an odd island of high tech in a sea of ground-in patina.
That's part of the reason why most of these smaller theaters have gone unable to show a movie, because they've converted to this. Film is no more available. I still got the old camera in the back room, but it's an albatross around my neck.
Tiny isn't really a movie buff, but he wants kids to have a fun, safe place here.
You just enjoy with the kids. You talk to them, and you know most of them by name. You ask them how they're doing in school, how they're doing in their sport, if it be basketball or wrestling or whatever, and you just know those kids.
10-year-old Tanner Harrison was helping out like regular at the theater before the show.
I think it's cool doing the movies and seeing from upstairs. I think that's cool and kind of feels like you're VIP or something.
He says there's no way he's missing the Star Wars on Friday for some Malheur occupation meeting.
I think going, seeing Han Solo, I think that's going to be pretty cool.
And as for Star Wars versus the Malheur occupiers meeting, Tiny says he won't get skunked. Burns residents could use some escape, space cowboys, and laughter to saber through the guns and grump. For Here and Now, I'm Anna King in Burns, Oregon.
Only in America. What a great story.